Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and today is Monday. If you didn't know it, it's Monday, May 14th, 2012. And we'll have another wonderful session here today with some sample clearings. And maybe if you want to type in some questions or maybe use CLS questions at Yahoo to put something there, we can address that also. So let's do a trauma clearing for people out there who may have trauma, maybe over the weekend or something. So here we go. Trauma clearing. Think of a trauma that you may have incurred. One, releasing it for you now. Two, three, four, and five. And we'll do another clearing here. And we'll do one for your feeling body. So, again, this is another type of clearing. Here we go. This is for feelings. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll do one for your emotional body. Remember, these are all different. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, okay? And we'll do one for your mental body. So help to make you feel a little better, maybe a little more relaxed. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five, okay? So we'll see if our co-host is out there or not. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here doing my exercises to be in the present moment. Can't believe it's Monday already. So welcome, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron, our host and ambassador to the Creation Lightship. On this program, we talk about the healings and clearings that are offered by Ron and the Creation Lightship on their website, creationlightship.com. And we're on BBS Radio Station 1. And Ron usually accepts calls. I'm sure today he will too. So I've already posted the toll-free number in the chat room. We have a lot of people in the chat room already saying hello. So we have some questions too. Can I get started with those, Ron?
Sure. Let's go ahead.
All right. There's newbie here asking about Mother's Day and courting. And I think he's asking, is the courting release, can he have a courting release for Mother's Day? And does events like holidays reinforce the strings?
Well, yeah, all kinds of courtings can do that, yeah. So that would be a correct statement, yes. So here we go. We'll just release some energies here. So you need to think of something. Maybe something happened and you needed to have an experience for whatever reason. You didn't like it and you got connected to it through a cord. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. So we're going to be releasing that energy now. And again, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Remember, you have to think of a situation. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, just see if that's helped you. Remember, when you have events and people are there that you may know or even not know, and they connect to you energetically, then yes, you can have an energetic cord attached to you. And it may not be, too nice to have that, because you might feel the pulling of the energies as they are taking energies away from you, connecting to your energetic field. And you may leave the event and have a situation to where you feel like you've been slimed, or you brought their energy back with you, and that happens quite often. So that's why you want to do these type of releases. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron, for that. And nobody has bring up a good point about the releasing. He's wondering if the energetic cords reattach once you've, let's say you've been on the cording call that's for the energetic people cording release that you do on Thursday night. And you go through the whole routine. And so then an event like Mother's Day happens or another kind of a birthday or anniversary or something like that. He's wondering if the strings, he or she is wondering, do the strings reattach, do the cords reattach, and do they have to continually clear them?
Yeah, well, I would say probably yes. Remember, whenever you think of the person, you are now bringing a cord of that person to you. Now, are you thinking of them, if that's the case, because they're already connected to you and you're just figuring it out? So they are already maybe connected to you, and just by you thinking of them is validation that you are corded to them. So, yeah, whenever you think of somebody, there is an energetic cord. Where it came from, if it was from them to you or you to them, I would say it'd probably be, if you're thinking about somebody, it's probably because if they're living, maybe they connected to you. Now, if they're no longer living, then possibly the emotional body wants to connect to you also. So, remember, but once you think of somebody, you are automatically corded. And what's that going to do to them, and what's it going to do to you? Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so say you're not corded, and you're used to getting maybe Mother's Day cards or something, and suddenly you don't, and you've been doing the cord clearing. Does that mean, like, maybe that the energetic cords have been somewhat diminished or released?
Very possibly, yeah. I would say that'd be a good indication for you if the person drops out of your life, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Okay, so Ron, would you recommend on the subject of the cording, in addition to doing the cording calls, which is really intense, and it costs $20 and is very thorough once a week, would you also suggest someone buying the energetic people cording relief clearing that's on the website and just keep it going?
Yeah, the one that we do every Tuesday is to get rid of cords that you don't know really where they came from and they're affecting your body. Remember, you could have cords attached to you from, 500 years ago. In fact, we'll prove that right now for everybody. I'll do one. We'll go exactly 500 years ago to this date and this time right now. And remember, your body knows its history because it's just like, some kind of record keeper device. It knows everything. And so it knows what's happening. So we're going to go back to the energetic cords that got you 500 years ago. So we would be, 15, 12, same exact time that you're in right now. And I don't know if it'd be Monday or not, but it'll be the same particular day. Typically, I guess it would be Monday, same time. So here we go. We'll see what's hooked up to you. You might even get a picture. Maybe somebody, maybe a lover, possibly. You might find somebody maybe who's after you trying to kill you with an axe or something. Who knows what they did 1500s, but maybe you're on one of those stretching machines because your faith was different than somebody else's. So here we go. Don't want to get into that. So one, we're releasing the cords from you. One, two, three, four, oh, geez, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just had a flash of that last scene on Bret Hart, where they gutted him and started pulling out his intestines. That's kind of the way what I saw. Somebody probably had that experience. So if you're feeling a little bit, what's the old saying? is it pink behind the gills or something or whatever? You don't feel too good. You probably were gutted. So I don't want to get too graphic here. We'll see if anybody felt that. Back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for that clearing, Ron. It was, and the description. Also, a newbie had one last question, and that was, do cords prevent ascension?
Do cords prevent? Well, if your body's stuck here, I can't say that it would prevent ascension. But remember, you need to get all of your energies off this planet in order to have your energy return to you, okay? Because that's why you want to get out of here. You have to get all your energy back. You can't leave anything here. And so from that standpoint, yeah, if you quartered somebody, then you can't take them with you and your energy is with them. So if you don't take all your energy, yeah, then you cannot basically ascend. That's what you're trying to do. That's what your spirit's doing now, is releasing its past, getting all of its energy back to itself. That also includes physical parts. Okay, so we have energy, which is unseen, then we have physical parts, which is another. So you have to get all of that back. So I would say, yeah, energetic cordings could prevent you from ascending. I would say that would be correct. You have to kind of read into it, though, a little bit, what I'm talking about. So remember, if you have your energy stuck in something, then you can never leave here. That's why you keep coming back. You come back because of thoughts from the mind that you're not good enough and that you did something wrong in the last lifetime or something like that. You have to make amends, remember? And so that's all thoughts, and that is cordings. So under the main heading, which would sound pretty awful, I would say, yes, that would be correct. Have any cords here, you're going to come back to find them. So you can't leave until you get rid of the energetic cords so that you can get yourself cleared and be out of here. That's why you don't want to have any judgments. So judgments will work into cordings. So if you want to get all your energy, that's what the Earth Spirit is doing. I mentioned that many, many, many times. The Earth Spirit is out there looking for its parts, its pieces, and cordings. Where did it go to? Why is this energy over here? It shouldn't be there. It should all be one unit, self-contained. So I think you understand that more. So great question. Slightly sideways, when you first start talking about it. But once you see the whole picture, you know, of course, you know, you want to be whole and complete. If you had an operation and they took something out of you and, you know, it went into the scrap heap someplace or got burned up, you better grab that energy and bring it back to yourself, that energetic part of you. The physical part's gone, but you want to get the energetic part back. It's floating around there someplace, lost in space. Get it back. Have your spirit bring it to you. Go out and look for it. So, back to you, Kathy.
Newbie, thanks for bringing that up. It's been a very important topic, as you can hear from Ron's comments. I mean, the Earth Spirit is doing the same thing, so we should be too. You could go to the creationlightship.com website. Anyone who's interested in becoming more integrated into your spirit and your body, go to Special Weekly Clearings and look under the weekly conference calls, and you'll find the energetic people cording release there. They're $20, and there's package prices. And I didn't hear if you said, Ron, that if Liz is asking if one more question on the topic, so those who passed on can still cord us. Liz wants to clarify.
Well, the spirit may not cord you, because the spirit's already more than likely taken into the land of darkness. So it's not going to bring an energetic cord to you from the beyond, though. But the emotional body of that person that was here, that could be still around, can definitely cord you and hop into you. So remember, there is a connection. So all energetic connections would be, in a sense, like an energetic cord, because they got to find you and connect to you. And so that's why you want to do the deceased loved one's emotional body release to get that thing out of here. Otherwise, it's going to torment you. I won't say it'll prevent you from ascending, but it could give you extra baggage and not allow you to have all of yourself here because it could be blocking your energy field. So it is a little different way of looking at it. I think it's a very good topic. But yeah, you do want to get rid of people who have died that you have known about. Remember, like I mentioned on one of the shows, you know, you can check your body out. And, you know, let's just go to your right shoulder, okay? And we'll check that out. So we'll just say you have some cords there. You don't know where they came from, because naturally you wouldn't want them. So you'd probably have a sign up on your psychic billboard, please don't cord me. But we're going to take that right shoulder now, and there's some cords there, more than likely. We'll just kind of like flick it like you would like a guitar string, and just kind of do that, and just see if you feel any pain in your body. See if your body twitches, okay? So just kind of just flick it. It's just like you're, you know, flicking something, okay? And see if you feel anything. If you get a person's face or something, maybe you got a school teacher when you were in the, you know, first grade in school. They didn't like what you're doing, and they whacked you with a, you know, ruler or something, you know. And now, and because of that, you got a cord attached there. Remember, the teacher thought bad thoughts, had to look to where she wants to hit you, or he, and they whacked you. Maybe your parents did that to you. Remember, each time you focus your thoughts on something, you are creating an energetic cord to that location. So, this is a good topic. So, I guess the energetic cording that we have on the website will help you get rid of a lot of these here. But you can still incur them, you see. So, that's why we have unlimited on most of clearings. But, you know, the call that we have, you know, which is tomorrow at 5:30 PST, we focus on, you know, body locations, body organs, and we do as many as we can. That call is a little longer because I'm able to do it longer without having other programs. So that lasts about an hour and a half, typically, unless my voice goes out. And it's $20, and you start feeling better because you get the stuff off of you. Will one call help you? Yeah, it will help you. Will it fix you? I can't guarantee that. I would say... if you have a particular problem, you know, it's like that onion peel thing. How big is the onion, you know? But I would say, guessing, you know, if you were on the call for a month, maybe four times during the month for recordings, and we typically could go through maybe six to a dozen different locations, maybe even more, but I'll say that'd be a safe amount to say. You'd probably feel pretty darn good. You don't know where they are. Remember, you don't know who's courting you and what's courting you. I haven't got into alien courtings yet. I haven't talked about that or even put a call up for are the aliens courting you and alien entities, okay? So that's a whole different bag of worms. If you thought, you know, you probably all were thinking about that anyway, I'm sure. Like, we're doing the ones that people live here. What about things in the beyond, though, that we don't know, the unseen reality? You know, do aliens have entities? Well, as above, so below, I'm sure they do. Maybe that's what's causing their problems, why they're attacking you. An entity's doing it. Maybe they say, I didn't do it. This alien from the Pleiades did it. It hopped on me, man. I'm a Syrian. I don't like want anything coming to me. I got this Pleiades entity. And it's big and bad, or, you know, it's the reptilian hopped on my back, you know. I'm an Orion, you know. So, who knows? Anyway, back to you, Kathy.
The energetic cord subject is just one of many things affecting us. And the fast chat's moving quickly with some comments about it, Ron. And you had just done the clearing from 500 years ago. For us to remove the cords 500 years ago, and Julie is saying that she felt that strongly, it affected her strongly. And Mike P. is wondering if the current cording clearing that we have will remove the cordings from 500 years ago.
Well, the one that I'm doing on Tuesdays, I haven't really specified dates on it or times. I'm just looking at chords. So we're getting rid of the most serious chords that you have attached to you when we go to it. So if we do a chord clearing, say, for your heart, then your spirit's checking out your heart and getting rid of the chords that are attached to your heart. It may only be in this lifetime. Maybe it's only going back six months, and it's taking the ones that you have collected for 6 months. And then each time you get on the call, maybe we go back 7 months. But it'd be the one that's the most damaging to you. Remember, your spirit doesn't want to lose your body. And so, your spirit wants to be in your body, so it's going to get rid of the most detrimental, the worst cord that you have, or cords. So, wouldn't it be nice just to have one life in the moment? We don't have to worry about all this crap.
Ron, listening to me,
and you go, boy, I thought this was easy. You know, just creation light shift 101, very simple, you know. And now you go, oh, no, I have to now learn how to get a PhD, you know. Anyway, it's nuts. For me, it's really nuts because having to do more and more clearings, and then all of a sudden you go, uh-oh, what's this, you know? You have to get on another magnifying glass and go, oh, no, this thing here now is bugging us, you know? So, anyway.
For the new listeners who aren't following, Ron, our ambassador to the Creation Lightship, has created, in just a few years, almost 600 clearings, all these programs, 9 radio shows just to help deal with the cordings and aliens and other things that are affecting our free choice, free will. He keeps discovering them and then finding solutions, such as the wonderful timeline crashes. So please do check out the website, creationlightship.com. And a good place to start is over on the left side. Just kind of work your way down, and you can learn about Ron there and what he's doing, his purpose, and how wonderful it is that he's here and how it can help you. So, Ron, I think while you were speaking, I heard a beep. So let's see if there's a caller on the line. If so, caller, could you please state your name and your question for Ron? Go ahead.
Oh, maybe not, huh?
That beep was sure loud in my ear. Maybe they hung up. Well, caller, sorry. If you'd like to call back,
yes,
we'll get you the next time.
The caller must have dropped off, sorry.
Yes, thank you. BBS is confirming they did have to hang up. So maybe you can call back. Meantime, Ron, you were talking about the physical locations of the cords on our body, and you did mention a few places. And so maybe since we're on the topic, we could go into it a little bit more. For example, some questions here. Where do the cords attach to us? You mentioned the whole body. So Marcy's asking, are there specific places?
Yeah, typically. I'll just bring this up right now. What did all of you people do out there when we were looking for the caller? Okay? The caller, are you there? And then nobody's answering. So what are you people doing? You're putting out psychic cords to find that caller. You all corded that caller. Okay? Now, maybe the caller took off, so maybe the car went nowhere. But I'm sure the caller is probably covering their head, you know, ducking for cover. That's how simple it is to put a cord out. So Marcy's question is very good. The first thing is, where do people cord you? So without being too real graphic here, let's just say that you have big boobs and you're a woman, okay? And what are men going to cord, okay? And for, I guess, women, you know, I guess they like men's rear ends, you know, or whatever. So, you know, you watch not a lot of football games, what do they show? They show, the bottom part of the man, basically, you know, when they do these shots. Why, I don't know, but that's what they show a lot. And so what are you cording? Are they going to cord your throat if you're a speaker? More than likely. Are they going to cord what looks nice on that person? What if you were walking on the street and you had, let's just assume that you're a white person, okay? And you've never seen anybody of a different skin color. So we'll just say that you, for the first time in your life, you see a brown person. Well, what are you going to court on them? Probably their face, because you're going to see their face. Maybe not their hands, but you're going to see their face because you look at the face first. So for that first time, you know, appearance of somebody, you're going to see, you're going to have that person courted. Maybe the person's wearing an eye patch. Let's just go to that scenario, right? What are you going to cord? You're going to cord that person's eye, probably, or the eye patch on them because it looks unusual. And that's where people cord. So, I hope that answered your question, Marcy. Let's say that you're missing your front teeth. Okay, you're a child, right? And naturally your front teeth go away. The person says, okay, smile for a picture, and, you know, maybe that goes on the internet, right? And this child's there with no front teeth. What are you going to cord? You're going to cord probably their mouth. Is that going to affect the person? Yeah, eventually it will. So that's how people cord. They cord things that look good. You see something that's real pretty looking, you're going to cord that. So I think you cord things because it's unusual, or maybe it's something that you are envying or wish that you had. Okay, so that's kind of something to look at. If everybody looked the same here, then you'd probably have no cordings. Now, if somebody were to talk, then naturally you're going to cord them because they may either be smarter than you. I don't know if they start talking like in some kind of gibberish language, if you'd be courting them, but that's kind of the way it works. So cords are very, are happening all the time. Like I said, the caller, when, you know, you're saying, caller, where are you? Everybody probably put their attention into, like, their phone, right? Wanting to listen, or into their computer, wanting to listen for the caller, and you put out an energy cord. Shame on you. Back
caller
to you, Kathy.
Caller line one.
Oh, thank you, BBS. Ron, while you were speaking, the caller returned the cord call. Go ahead, caller.
Covered.
Thanks for holding. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear
me?
You
have a question for Ron?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, my question is, can...
Oh, lost audio, I think.
I'm getting repetition on the phone, and I'm not sure if you're talking to me. Are you talking to me? Hello?
Yeah, just ask your question.
Hello?
Yeah, just ask your question. I can hear you.
Okay. As a nurse for many years, hello?
Yeah, somehow I heard about the nurse for many years, but that's about all that I received.
I'm sorry, I just met it, though. The connection is just too poor. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
So we're going to reset it and see what happens. Don't worry about it. It'll take about 30 seconds.
Okay, great. So they're going to readjust the call again here. So
a little bit of feedback, but that's okay. They'll fix it. Thank you, BBS. We'll just wait. So let's see. There was another question here about courting while we're on the subject. And Betty was asking, is it courting that confirms our mind's beliefs? Does it affect our belief systems, courting?
It might be an indication of your beliefs, maybe what you don't own as yourself, not knowing who you are. Maybe you're looking for something outside of yourself that's more powerful than you, so you're not acknowledging your own true spirit energy and who and what you are. So that could be one thing. Remember, when you court something, it may not always be good. And... You have to realize that all energetic cords can bring in negativity to you. It's sort of like, this may make a little sense to some of you. Let's say that for some reason, we'll talk about the old days before the import market hit here with cars, right? So we'll say that for some reason, we'll just say your parents bought a Ford, and you know, maybe your grandfather bought a Ford, and so now you want to buy a Ford. So where are you going to go to buy a Ford? Probably the Ford dealership, even if it's a used one, okay? So we'll talk about used cars. So you go to the Ford dealership, okay? Now, if you drive by a Chevy dealership and you see a Ford there, what are you going to think? Uh-oh, the person had troubles with that Ford and they bought a Chevy. I'm not going to buy that particular car because why would somebody, in theory, trade in a Ford for a Chevy unless it was not working properly? So you're going to probably go to the Ford dealer. This is kind of very similar to the cording. So what are you cording? Are you trying to get the best part of something to have a cord attached to you or for you to connect to it? And, like that Ford sitting on the Chevy dealer's lot, we'll just assume that they don't go to the auctions to buy them, right? And it's there. You're probably not going to want that, but what if you bought it? Are you going to have Chevy energies attached to that, okay, being on a Chevy lot? So you have to realize that what you get, this may be a little weird to talk about it this way, but you have to look at how complex this can be. So even though you might see like Dolly Parton here, like Marcy wrote in here, what else are you getting with that? Okay? And a lot of these energies can have a lot of bad side effects from something else that you know nothing about of that person. Okay? That's what I'm trying to say. What's hidden, and what do you bring into yourself? And it's not just the one particular thing that you're looking at or connecting to. You know, you're getting all different types of energies brought to you, and that can affect you. That's what I'm trying to say. So what you don't see can be very detrimental, and what you don't know can kill you. That's the basic situation that we have here. There's so much out there in the unknown, in that unseen reality of consciousness, that, it can harm you. Remember, in true light, you don't judge anything. And by not judging, you stay away from all of this stuff. So we're in the state of duality here. And in that duality is cause and effect. And you're always bringing stuff to you. So that's the problem that we have here. So everything is going to have maybe something that might be good. It may be one thing good and 100 bad things attached to it, which you don't even know about. And the lady who called up, who has been a nurse for a long time, if she comes back on, hopefully. But if not, her question could possibly be, is she corded to the parts of the people's bodies that are maybe no longer there? So let's just say that she's a nurse, and somebody comes in, and she... helps them out, gives them, a shot or medication or something. And she knows they're going in for maybe an amputation of an arm. And so when that person comes out of the operating room and she's still the nurse, is she going to cord that arm that was no longer there? She saw it. Is she going to wonder where it went to? Is she connected to it? Was the arm alive when it was cut off? Yes, it was. Did it have consciousness? Of course it did. And what's going to happen to that energy? Now, the person's energy, that is connected to the arm, what's the person going to do when their arm's missing? Are they going to try to record their arm and go, oh, my arm's off, it's missing, I want to get it back? Of course they're going to try to cord that arm again. So it gets to be very interesting when you look at cords. So back to you, Kathy.
And a moment ago, Ron, you said that since we're not free of duality, we are constantly corded. So Mike P. asked, so how does one avoid putting out cords? Be heart-centered all the time?
Yeah, don't think. You don't think. You just look. You don't think. Remember, looking is one thing, thinking is another. Want to be in observation mode. So, we'll do an experiment here. I want you to look at something, and you're probably used to putting on energetic cords all the time with your mind. Okay? Remember, this is what the unseen reality out there, the Utes, gave you to see if you held captive here for, you know, thousands of lifetimes. So here we go. We're going to take away the cords. So look at something, and I'll just take away the energy cords that you are putting out toward that. It could be anything, you know, what you're looking at. So look at something, and it could be, you know, dead or alive. Makes no difference. It could be, you know, an object. Here we go. I'm going to take away the energy cords. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. And now see how your body's feeling as you're looking at it. I'm holding the space so that you're not putting the cord out. And now we're going to take away the cord that this object, even though it might just be, you know, maybe it's your telephone, you know. It's not living, but can it put out a cord? We'll find out. Take away the energy here. From that object to you, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. We'll hold the space for, like, I'm looking at my clock here. Mine says 36, so we'll hold it for till 40. And then at 40, see how the energy feels. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
The Fast Chat friends are saying that this is a great show, and this is a very good subject. And the comments are just wonderful. For example, Marcy's asking, is there an invisible cloak we can use, like on Harry Potter, so no one corns us as much? And right below that, Jeremiah wrote, in response to Mike P's question, I think, how to avoid putting out cords, he wrote, do the mind heart drop and the shrink wrap. And so Liz wrote, that was very effective, and this is a very cool show tonight. So thank you, everybody, for your comments on the cording. And again, please check out Special Weekly Clearing for those very important conference calls that Ron offers in the evenings that are so essential to our ascension preparation. Okay, so now back to some other questions. Steve in New York City at the very top of the show wrote in a question, and it's a different subject. It's about clones. He says, has my spirit been stolen if I am a clone?
How do I answer that one? Well, first of all, what's in you is a small piece of the original spirit, maybe one millionth of it. Okay, and we got a caller here. I heard a beep. Somebody out there?
Yes, hi. This is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi. I thought I'd give you a call before it got too late. I have a couple questions. So on the cording, is there anything you were mentioning my name when I got on the call about, is there anything to prevent anyone from cording you, or you just need to have cording removal done all the time?
Well, there's no way that you can prevent somebody from courting you, okay?
Okay.
So remember, they're using their conscious mind to project an energetic cord to you, a psychic attack. So they're all doing psychic attacks to you. And luckily you have energetic bodies to keep you living. Otherwise you would have been dead probably, you know, within 6 months after you were here. So these bodies are protecting you. The next thing is... your only defense might be the shrink wrap and, you know, the mind, the heart drop, so that you're able to be in the present moment. And all these cordings are under the main auspice of timelines. So everything that you deal with is in a timeline, and timelines are how they connect to you through energetic cordings. So when you're on a timeline, you're corded.
Mm-hmm. So I have,
there's really, you know, nothing that you can do to stop people from courting you, but you can have some defense toward it. but there's nothing that's going to be the end-all, be-all to feel yourself free, you know, unless you're not around people. That's why a lot of people who become more spiritual, if you want to use that term, like to go out into nature a lot and live there or live in a cave and not deal with people. They don't want to get their stuff. And their stuff is all cordings. That's how people attach to you. And with their thoughts. So did I answer your question for you, Marcy?
Pardon me?
So the main thing is don't think. And then you won't put out any cords.
Oh, yeah,
How about that clearing feel for you? Let me check the time here.
I spent money to have two of the cording calls and two of the other one, the other call. I do the Thursday night call, so I'd like to go on the call tomorrow night. I could leave you an email.
Well, you got to send me an email.
Okay, and then the person texts and spells, how do you do that? Because it's like fill in the blank, and I don't know what to write down.
You send me just a regular email. You don't go I think you're probably going to the wrong page. Just go to creationlightship@yahoo or healings at creationlightship. And then I'll get an email from you right there. And just write in and text very simply what you want. I don't, if I get an email that's over three sentences long, I don't read it.
Right.
So I just put them into my waste dump, you know.
So the curse of
I don't have time
spells,
to read lengthy. Just say what you want, headlines. That's all I need. I need the code for this. I paid for it on this date, period.
Oh, okay.
That's all I need. Anything that's over
spells,
three sentences long, I don't read them.
Okay. The curse of hexes and spells, how do you do that one?
Well, you just start that one. You would just start the clearing. And there might be an entry box in that. I don't recall what's on that particular page right now.
You just have you write it in, and I don't know what to write in.
Has a one, but just has an entry box for somebody's name. I think they're probably both pretty similar.
But I went there last night, and they just said you're supposed to write it in, but I don't know what to write in. So.
Well, you write in somebody's name or a practitioner or a situation. Or something that is causing
your
problem.
What if you don't remember all your lifetime, all the people that prayed to you and this, that, and the other?
Yep, that's what you want to do. But you know what's happening.
Do as many as you can remember, Marcy. Whatever you can remember will help. Start from there.
Okay.
Start with what you do know.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Marcy, and your comments
you,
in the fast chat. Okay, so Marcy was referring to the special weekly clearing calls, and again, those are on the top page. And the most efficient way to pay really is through PayPal if you can. It just gives you instantly the confirmation code, your receipt, the phone number, and the access number, so you can just get right into the call on the scheduled time, which is 5:30 PT. Okay, so can we take some more questions now, Ron? It's about 15 till.
Yeah, I'd like to know how people are feeling now from that clearing, because now you're connected to the clearing, to the object that we looked at when we were 36 after. So right now that energy is quartered back to you again. How do you people feel? And then I'll get back to the original question about is your spirit stolen or something like that? Yeah. So they just they take a small piece, one grain of sand of your spirit, because all the rest of it is in the beyondo, and they create from that spirit energy a blueprint. That your spirit energizes the blueprint. And so even though you may be one millionth of what would normally be you, that's enough to energize the blueprint. So is your spirit stolen? Yeah. Are you a clone now? Well, if that little part of the spirit wasn't here, it would be a clone. It's still not the real you. That's why we do the replica call, the clone call, to bring back the real you from different timelines on the Thursday calls. Yeah, then you feel better. I've been doing that for quite a while now, so everybody should know what that's about. And that's another $20 call. It's about an hour in length. And we do the clone replicas, get them out of you. Remember, the clone replicas of you. And what's listening out of me is probably the clone replica. And once you get rid of these particular energies, then you start feeling better. And maybe the real you is perfect. And the replicas may not be. And they may give you a lot of your problems and addictions and things. So that's why you want to do that particular call. So, it gets to be quite interesting because once you realize that in order for you to be all you can be, you need to be all you can be. Because you have to get rid of these things to get more spirit with you. That's the whole process. So, I don't know. It's for me, it's very interesting to watch and to see and to hear other practitioners talk who don't really have a clue what's happening, but they make it sound like, you know, a clearing or two or some fantastic thing coming down the pike is going to fix everybody. And I just don't. Anyway, they have their own beliefs, and they don't know what they don't know. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. Well, unless we can achieve state of balance and be free of duality and not think, then at least there's the energetic people courting, release, clearing, because apparently the courting situation is one that really affects us in a big way. And you heard what Ron said earlier in the show, that it does hold us back. So something to think about and to look into and to keep pursuing. Thank you, everyone, for your comments. On that subject, Pauline mentioned that she uses the light infusion chamber to stop courting. And Spirit said that he or she cleared courting on the laptop, and it felt great, and he or she has a lot less fatigue.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you start realizing what cordings are and how they're affecting you, it's a big thing. And I don't know what else to say about it. First you just think of this one person being upset and angry with you, and you know that they're going to be cording you regardless, you know, all the time, because of maybe dissatisfied with you or something, but... once you go a little bit deeper, you realize that everything here gets corded. So it's a topic that is probably one of the major topics here about what's keeping people back, because once you take a cordian to yourself, then you're probably taking on their belief system too. Remember, what you don't know is going to hurt you. So, you know, if you hang out with people that... or a certain way, is it because, and you start to change according to their mindset, is that because they're courting you and you're taking on their mindset? And then you're one of them. So back to you, Kathy.
So we want to thank Newbie for bringing up the topic of energetic cords. And I do want to mention a comment Liz made so that it can be heard on the archives. She's suggesting everyone check out the Ascension topic on the creationlightship.com website. That will sort of fill in the pieces for you of what we're talking about when we say Ascension. It's the true Ascension. Okay, so Mike P. is adding, he wishes he could, you, Ron, could put up a clearing to turn off the mind, because it can be easier said than done to not think. So true. We live in a society where we're valued for that. He said, although it's worth the effort. So anyway, it's worth the effort, yes, to not think is what he meant.
I think if you just don't start talking to yourself, you're really not thinking. You know, can you just look at something and not have a dialogue? Remember, the dialogue, once you start thinking inside of your head, then you're judging something. And maybe the dialogue is what you want to get rid of. You know, you should be able just to look at something and have no reaction on it. That's the way you're supposed to be. So how many out there does that happen to? You know, are you living in that reality of just looking at things without saying, oh, that's great and this is wrong, or, you know, this, you know, something like that, where you're dealing with the duality of one thing to another, to get, let the mind operate? Or do you just look at something like with a blank stare and realize that it's there and it's doing what it wants to do, and you can do what you want to do and not get connected to the judgment of what it is? So it shouldn't be that hard to turn off that energy of, you know, stopping the mind from talking. That the mental clearing should help you out a lot with that. So back to you, Kathy. You may want to get the mental unlimited if you look at something or whatever you're doing, your mind is going off talking to you, because it shouldn't be talking. It shouldn't have anything inside of your head talking to you whatsoever. So back to you, Kathy.
A lot of people have said that mental clearing was very freeing. It was very nice to do, more than they expected. Guess it's because we're all, you know, used to being so mental. Okay, so there's a question here from Larry regarding the utes that you mentioned earlier, Ron. It's regarding to utes and cording. He wants to know if the utes condition us to cord each other. If so, how? I know we only have a few minutes left.
Okay, so the utes, the unwanted universal travelers, if they court each other, I would assume so, yeah. Because remember, as above, so below. Remember, all you're doing is, in a sense of the light of the darkness, you know, they created the spiritual hierarchy, which means that alien race is above another, and one consciousness is above another, and one is below. So this is why they have a hierarchy, and that's the process that they're dealing with, is that. And you know, you're just somehow in the mix of their consciousness. We're not completely on the bottom, because we do have things here that we're above in consciousness. Much like, you know, grass and trees, and then, you know, life forms that are living here that we can, you know, we can destroy. So we're actually above them in consciousness. So it's everything here is on that hierarchy level of consciousness. And everything outside of yourself is the same way. That's why you don't want to get hooked up to any of that. You just want to be by yourself and within the energies of your own spirit, so that you're not bringing anything to you that is in a different consciousness level. That's why these universal unwanted travelers, we'll call them, should not be here in the unseen reality, because they don't belong here. They should not control anything. But their premise is that they're being controlled, so why not control something else? Much like we have here, people, in a sense, you know, you may have a dog or cat, and I'm not saying this is bad, but, you know, you put them on a leash, so you're controlling them, you know, or maybe, you know, you're doing other things, stepping on ants or something, you know, hurting or killing them, and you're just above them in that consciousness level. So everything should be, you know, very... everything should be in non-judgmental energies, where everything can coexist within the same realm of reality. So I guess we got about 1 minute to go here. I got 54 after here. So very interesting show today. So yeah, cordings are the main problem that we have here. If something is wrong with you, we'll say, then... it could be from you interacting with an energy that is outside of your spirit's, say, belief system, and you brought in something of duality, and that duality is what you're dealing with, and that could all be from energetic cordings. So, very interesting. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, some final comments about energetic cording releasing in the fast chat. Liz is saying you've got to turn off the track in your head, turn off the little voice. And from Marie R., be the observer. Turn off the mind, is what, like you were saying, Ron. So thank you, everyone, for your great comments tonight. I hope you found it very self-empowering to learn more about cording releasing. And remember that the conference call for energetic cord release is tomorrow night. Not too late to sign up. Via PayPal, go to the creationlightship.com website. Over to you, Ron, for any last announcements.
Okay, so we got our 8-hour call still going here. If you want to get on that to get rid of these invisible energetic energies that are out of us, this is our body rejuvenation series. So that's ongoing now. We have two more 8-hour Sundays this month. So anyway, that's it. We have other radio programs up. You can go to the website, upper right side. There's three radio towers there, and you can listen to programs and connect to them through that. So anyway, we'll say blessings to all of you. Our next BBS program will be on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, or Pacific Time, I should say, since we're not in Standard Time now, but and 10 o'clock Eastern, and Station 1. See you later, everybody. Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. Bye.